Chairman, you are good to begin.
We good, Laura?
Now, give me one second, Chairman.
That's what I thought. Thank you, George.
Go ahead, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. The Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Who?
Here.
Roy, are you here? I don't see Roy. Mr. Blount?
Here.
Oh, there. Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Alan Cruz on Maple Avenue is adjourned until December 14th. The applicant must notice. The application of Azar Naqui, Hall Street, is adjourned until November 9th. They must notice those that they missed the first time. If you received a notice on this, the only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. NBAD 1 on Park Avenue is adjourned until December 14th, 2023. Laura, I believe they noticed.
Yes, it's December. Yes, December 14th. My apologies.
It's December 14th with no further notice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's proceed to item number 5, 23-ZB87V, Walter Hernandez and Terelia Lopez.
Are the applicants present?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear both of you in. Could you each raise your right hand?
Who do you need? Myself, my father.
Who's going to be testifying?
I guess my father and my father doesn't speak English.
Okay.
So do you want to testify on his behalf? I will testify, and my boyfriend, because we've been filling out the applications with him.
And is this Walter Hernandez?
No, Walter Hernandez is not here. Tarsila Lopez is my mother. She's upstairs.
Okay, and your name?
Lucero Gomero.
I'll swear you in, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
You raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Basically, everything started as my father, who's retired. He just wanted a detached garage because we don't, you know, we live in a small house, and he just wanted, you know, to basically put down the shed that he has right now and make something bigger so that he can fit all his tools and stuff like that. That's just a detached garage.
Mr. Hinterstein, would you kind of address some of the issues here?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest issue here is that the garage was started without permits, without zoning application, without construction permits. If those permits were secured or submitted, then we would have flagged this right away and said, you know, that this wasn't acceptable because it's not in the right location. Accessory structures have to be 8 feet from the rear property line, 8 feet from the side property line. So to just start building it where you wanted it, or because you already had, you know, a pad there, whatever, unfortunately is not, you know, a reason to then ask for a variance to allow it to remain. Again, I mean, the onus is on the resident or the applicant to secure the proper permits. And for that reason, if you do something or, you know, you come into us and say, I want to build the garage in a certain location, we would have then been able to tell you, hey, you know, it's not the right location. The zone, the ordinance says that you have to be this distance away from the front, the back, and, you know, this has to be the height. And we could have guided you at that point. But because you went and did it, unfortunately, you know, case law, as Mr. Keneally could tell you, you know, the fact that you didn't secure permits and now you're asking sort of for forgiveness because you started building this there is not really, it's a self-created hardship is what's called in planning. And so you sort of created the hardship that you're in now by starting the construction without the permits. And that's not really, unfortunately, a reason to issue a hardship variance. You know, I don't know how far along you are with the construction, but, you know, I really think that this, it's the size of the garage isn't the problem. You have a decent sized lot. There's plenty of space on this property for the garage to be built in a conforming location. It's just literally moving it up, I believe, 3 feet, 3.1 feet from the back. And I think, you know, the side has to be, again, be 8 feet. So it was a lot closer to the side than what it's supposed to be. And that's the biggest issue. You know, I could see maybe issuing the variance for it to remain where it is from front to back, but it has to be 8 feet from that right property line. So maybe, you know, you don't have to rip the whole thing down, but my recommendation to the board would be is I don't have a big issue issuing the variance due to the fact that there's a tremendous amount of vegetation behind this property. And it is almost 5 feet from that rear property line, but it's extremely close to the side property line. And my recommendation would be is not to grant any variance along that right property line.
Any other members of the board have any questions? So can you explain to the applicant, ma'am, that the structure is going to have to be moved?
Yeah. Also, I just want to clarify one thing because I don't think I did. And I just to for my father's sake, you know, he basically lived most of his life in Peru. And then over there, they have that custom to just, you know, once you buy a property, it's yours and you can do whatever you want. And he thought the same thing here. You know, he thought the same thing here. He started most of this without even consulting with most of us because, you know, he just wanted. It's just something that he was accustomed to.
It's an honest mistake.
It's an honest mistake, and we
get it all the time. But there are rules and structures that we have to abide by.
No, I totally understand.
Unfortunately, so if you want to explain it to your father, if he's willing to move it, you know, then I think where Henry said it was a 3 feet on the
4.9 on the rear is fine, but the side yard has to comply with the 8 foot requirement. That the ordinance requires.
So if they agree to that, Henry, we can grant this.
The rear is fine.
Correct. The rear is okay.
So,
go ahead, sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Henry, I think
you're if you're in agreement with it to be 4.9 feet from the rear and you move it 8 feet in from that right property line, then you know, that's my recommendation reward. So I would hope that you would be in agreement with that. Again, we still have to hear from, you know, if there's any public on this and what the rest of the board thinks, but are you in agreement with those conditions?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay, great. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? No one else? Okay. Let's open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. And with the applicant agreeing to move the structure 8 feet from the property line on the right side, I'd make a motion to approve the application.
I'll second.
You got a second. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
You've been granted one variance, but the other variance has been denied. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. You'll need that document to get your permits so that you can continue.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Move on to item number 6, 23-ZB-89V. Samdat Lilia?
Yes, I'm here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Samdat Lilia, 8 Suddy Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Sure. I have an existing chain link fence, which I would like to have removed and put up a 5-foot semi-private fence to the edge of my home that extends out to seaward and around the perimeter of my property. So 5-foot semi-private on the seaward side and the remaining perimeter of the property, 6-foot solid fence.
Okay. Mr. Hinterstein, would you please chime in here?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a couple issues here. One is the proposal falls within the site triangle of this corner property, which we don't allow. Then the other issue is that, again, we allow 4-foot 50% solid or chain link fences up to the right-of-way line, but we don't allow any fence larger or more dense than that to be located within the front yard setback. So this fence technically needs to be 40 feet, because this is an R20 zone, from the property line. Now, although it's an R20 zone, this development wasn't developed to the R20 standards. So I understand that. That being said, the house is approximately 30 feet from the seaward right-of-way line. And I think the recommendation that I gave is, if you want a 5-foot fence, that's the style that you want, I think it needs to be at least half of the setback of the house, which is 15 feet from the property line or 25 feet from the curb face, if you want that solid of a fence at five foot height. That'll do two things. One, it's going to pull the fence out of the site triangle, which it is currently as you have it designed. And number two, it opens up that Seward Avenue sort of street corridor. So it's a little bit more of the road is visible down the roadway, especially at a corner, which I think is important. And it also, I think, doesn't pen in your neighbor, give that neighbor that sense of, you know, you're closing him off a little bit to that road visibility. So that's my recommendation. I think it's a good compromise in the sense, again, the ordinance requires, if you want that solid of a fence, it requires it really to be 40 feet in this zone. Again, the house is 30 feet. But again, I think meeting us halfway, I think, is a good compromise. And I think it benefits you. And then if you really wanted to, again, I wouldn't even have an issue with it being 6 feet at that setback line if you set it back the 15 feet. And I would just even give you that as another option. That style fence you propose is fine at the 15-foot setback. It could even go up to six foot in height. But other than that, that's my recommendation to the board. As you know, we get dozens of these every year. And we always try to look for a compromise, but we usually never allow that fence to be right up against the sidewalk if it's not 4 feet and 50% solid.
So if I was to do a 4-foot semi-private PVC, pretty much with the image of the documentation that I provided, would I be able to go up to pretty much the property line, or would I still be restricted to the 15?
You'd be restricted because that's not that fence that you're proposing isn't 50% solid. It's more like 75 to 80%. You know, there's some visibility through there, but it's still not. It doesn't meet that, I think, threshold of being 50%. So even if you were to make it 4 feet, I would say mm-hmm. then, you know, maybe you could go 10 feet off the property line versus 15, because you are coming down in height. So I'll leave that up to you, but that's a decision you need to make now, because you know, the board does need an actual dimension for the variance. So if you bring it down a foot and with that style fence, then I don't have an issue with it being 10 feet off the property line, which is 20 feet off the roadway. But again, it's not only that, it's also the back and the rear, that the side portions, or the front and the rear portion that connect to the side portion, they can't be 6 feet high and solid either. That's still in the front yard setback. So it would be, you know, it's really everything that is protrudes out further than the house is technically supposed to be 4 feet and 50% solid because it's in the front yard setback.
Okay. The other option.
So you can make all of that fence 4 feet.
Okay.
Up to 10 feet from the property line. Or if you wanted to get 5 feet on that side there and do 6 feet, then my recommendation, or even up to 6 feet, is that it should be 15 feet back from the property line.
The other, my other third option that I had, I was thinking was that if I did a 4 foot chain link fence around the entire perimeter.
You could go up to the property line, not in front of it.
So a foot off of the property line.
Yeah, I mean, 6 inches.
You can go as close as you want, just don't go over it.
Yeah. Okay. So in that case, I would be able to go up to the sewer side.
Correct.
Up to the property line. But also, and I think on the documentation, I had also requested on the sunny side of it to go up to the edge of my home. Would that still be possible, or is it not possible?
We would give you the variance so that you could put a 6 foot solid fence up to the edge of the home. And then the remainder would have to be all chain link. So anything that protrudes further out than your house along Seward Avenue would have to be, the fence that, again.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're changing this around a lot. It's very difficult on the fly to try to come up with what it is you're looking for. You're asking for the variance. I could give you the variance as modified by, as I said. And then if you decide that you want to do chain link for the portion that's in the front yard setback, we'll give you the variance as you propose it, with the exception of moving it. And then if you want to change it afterwards, if you put chain link instead of that fence, that complies with the ordinance. You don't need an additional variance to change that back to what's allowed by ordinance. So you have the ability to do what we're talking about because you have the variance for it. Or if you prefer later on and you say, hey, you know what, I'd rather just go with the 4 foot chain link. You wouldn't be here if you did 4 foot chain link fence for the whole perimeter. You could just do it. You could just pull the zoning permit and get your permit and it complies, as long as it's 4 feet and 50% solid. So you can get the variance as discussed. And then later on, if you feel like, you know what, you'd prefer that space to be closed off all the way to the property line with 4 foot and 50%, solid chain link fence or picket fence, and you can do that.
Okay, yeah. The goal was to have enough of a greater amount of the property enclosed, because I've had issues where people use my property as a throughway to get from Seward sometimes onto Sutty. And also I've had issues with people walking their pets and doing their business on the property. Oh. So the goal was to try to enclose a lot of it within the fence. But I think, doing the 4 foot chain link fence, and again, sorry if I'm asking the same question, going on to the sunny side, on the pretty much, if you're looking straight at the house on the left hand side, on sunny, would I be able to go right up to the edge of the home, with the chain link fence? I'm assuming, or is that I would have to have some sort of setback to go further back or further in.
With solid fence or chain link fence?
Chain link fence.
Chain link fence, you could surround your whole property with a 4 foot high, 50% chain link fence.
Okay.
No issues, even in the front, if that's what you so choose to do. If you're going to go with a solid fence, we would give you the variance to put up to a 6 foot solid fence, even with the front of your house, down the side, along the rear, up to where the side of the house is on Seward Avenue. Then anything beyond that should really be that 5 foot fence that you propose, mm-hmm. up until 15 feet of the property line, which is what my recommendation was. And then if you want to change anything else and swap anything out for 4 foot, 50% chain link fence, which chain link fence is 50% or greater, you can do that without any issues. You just have to note it on the plan and submit the zoning permit.
Okay.
So then you can make that decision after the fact, but you'll have the variance and you'll have options.
Okay, fair enough. So
would you like to proceed with the 4 foot high solid fence 10 feet off the property line?
No, I would proceed with a 4 foot chain link fence to enclose most of the property.
Okay, if that's your choice, then you don't even need to be here before the zoning board. Is that correct, Henry?
Correct. I mean, like I said, you submitted, you wanted to do portion of the property in 5 foot. I mean, in 6 foot solid. Again, you can do that even without a permit, but you just can't go into the front yard setback with any solid fence without the variance.
He can do that without a variance, not without a permit.
Yeah, but because it's an R20 zone, Jim, it's supposed to be 40 feet. The houses are weird over there. They're like 30s because that the property was not developed to the R20 standards. So I would say we should just at a minimum give the variance for a 6 foot solid fence along the left side and the rear up to the, you know, even with the house, which basically is along Sutty, that would be 30 feet. And on Seaward along the rear property line, it is same thing really for the most part, 30 feet on both sides. So up until 30 feet of the property line, they could do 6 foot solid if they wish.
15 feet from the property line.
Yes, on Seaward. Up along that Seaward line, it would be 5 foot, as shown on their drawing. It's like semi-transparent. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's
okay.
A 5 foot high, semi-transparent. That would be up to 15 feet from the property line.
Mr. Lilia, what would you like to do?
And then,
sorry?
I think that's what they're doing.
Chain link?
Yeah, chain link. We'll do the chain link. And so I guess we wouldn't need to apply for the variance at this point. The only reason why I did put it in for the privacy was that we were trying our options to see if it was the if we could have that approach. However, like I said, we're trying to enclose most of the property as possible within a fence. So I guess to meet the requirements and also to come to the compromise, I guess we can do the 4 foot chain link fence around the entire perimeter.
Perfect.
Okay. Then you don't need the zoning board.
Then we won't even vote on it.
And it seems you're withdrawing your application.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 7, 23-ZB-91V. John Minow.
Is Mr. Minow present?
Yes, I'm right here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
John Minogue, 1402 Glenwood Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Mr. Minogue, could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I have a pre-existing shed and a pre-existing deck that were installed long before I purchased the house. I need to get variances so I can get COOs for them.
Henry, we're calling you a lot tonight. I appreciate it, but can you
help
us out?
I believe on this one, let me just get to the right report here. I think the only recommendation is that if hopefully the applicant will be willing to, again, there's a couple issues here. The deck and the house were both close to the road, but would you be willing to just do some landscape buffering on the side of that deck? If you look at your driveway, you have some nice plants on the left-hand side of your deck.
Yeah.
Maybe putting like 3 or 4 of those sort of somewhere between the deck and like maybe 10 feet out or something like that, just to provide a little privacy and buffer from the roadway for the deck area.
Absolutely. That was our plan all along, but we didn't want to spend money until we knew.
Right. Yeah, no problem.
Was, you know?
That would be great. I think if that's the case, I think, again, they bought the property like this.
Right.
And then the same would go for the shed. Again, the shed's as an accessory structure. I think the zoning officer picked up the variance for some variance for this. What's the shed variance on this application?
3 feet from the property line. He's located 2.5 feet.
Yeah. The only problem is she forgot was that it's also a shed located in a front yard, which I think it has to be located in a rear yard. So it would be another variance so that the shed could remain. Let's see if there's a setback given. So there's no setback given, but it's in the front yard, Jim, in the location. I could get you that tomorrow if you'd like. The same would go there. Right now they have some nice. What was that, Jim?
You're also looking for landscaping on the shed.
Yeah, on the shed, just again, the same landscaping that you have on the side of the driveway. Maybe put two or three more just on the side of the shed because it is so close to your neighbor's property. That'll just help buffer it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. So if you're in agreement to the landscaping, I think we're okay.
Henry, is there a temporary construction easement issue here?
Okay.
Yes, there is. On Glenwood Drive, there's a possibility of future road improvements. So we were looking for a 5-foot temporary construction easement, which means if they ever improve the roadway there, if they do any damage to the lawn or anything else, that we're responsible to replace it, but we have the ability to do that. If we encroach a little bit further than the property line, we would have an additional 5 feet to be able to work and then repair if we do any damage to the lawn areas. So that's a temporary easement. It would only be if we ever do road work along there. It gives us the ability to repair any lawn damage that we would do, let's say installing sidewalk or anything of that nature.
Is that Dr. Minogue, are you agreeable to that?
Oh, yeah. And that's 5 feet from the roadway?
5 feet from the property line. So it's actually probably closer to 15 feet. So the property line already goes 10 feet from the curb line or the edge of the road. And then there's probably an additional 5 feet. So we would be allowed to go into the right-of-way area anyway. It's just in case, let's say they're putting in a sidewalk and we disturb an extra foot or two of lawn, we'd have the ability to repair it. Or same with the driveway, we'd have the ability to repair it.
Yeah, that's no problem for me. I just wanted to get that whole number for when we do landscaping so that we don't block that.
Yep, no problem.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application with the stipulations set forth and agreed by the applicant. Can I get a second?
A second.
Thanks. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Minogue, your application has been granted. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy of that document to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night, Mr. Minogue.
Good night.
Let's move on to item number 8, 23-ZB-88V, Mohammed Elashri.
Yes.
Mr. Elashri, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please.
Mohammed Elashri, 413 Lodge Street, Biscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you're doing here?
Yeah, this is the second time I come to the parents because the first time I have the addition to make it in my house and I take it the approval. But now I have an issue with the front step and the approval I have it for the 3-step going back to 18 feet. But when I try to finish the house, I can move it the step to make it like back 18 feet because I have the height from the land to the finished floor, 47 inch. So that you mean you have to be 5 step to go in entrance to the house. So that's why I can going back like the approval.
Henry, wasn't that part of the stipulation the last time he was here that?
Yeah, so the problem here is they came before this board previously. I forget the exact date. It looks like it was in 2021 to do a two-story addition on the property. At that point, their plans showed the stairs being moved back so that the front yard setback to the steps would be improved, which is maybe one of the reasons that you approved the other variances that existed, pre-existing variances that existed as part of the application. So both the architectural plans showed a staircase that was redone, and it also showed a engineer plan that showed that same staircase being, I believe it was 18 feet from the property line. And again, that's what was approved as it was represented to the board. And I think that was done because the landing was shortened and maybe they limited a step. I don't know how.
I don't know how he make it, you know, because
The unfortunate thing is it was shown on the plan, and that's what you represented to the board.
Yeah, I know. That's why I just refinished all the step, and I keep it the same way. I can make
but it. You didn't come to us and say, "Hey, there's a problem as you were building it." Unfortunately, you did it, and now you're trying to get your CO, and then you come back. So the proper sort of order to do that would have been: is I have an issue, this is impossible to do, and then you come back. Again, I don't know if it's impossible to do because, again,
I have all the measure here. So if you want
to. Yeah, how big is the landing right now from the front door to the first step?
It looks like it's about 5 feet.
Okay, so that's the difference. So on the previous approval, your landing was supposed to only be 3 feet, maybe 3 point something feet. So if they made the landing 3 feet, and even with four steps, you would be at 7 feet from where the existing house is. So the existing house is at 24.7. So yes, you would be at least, 17 feet.
It's going to be 17 feet.
You would improve the setback. So, and I think that's what the board wanted you to. You remember, you're coming in here asking how to put a second story on a house that was much closer to the road than what it was supposed to be. I think it was like 25 feet and it's supposed to be 35 feet. So they said, fine, but improve your front yard setback in some manner, which you did by showing us the steps in that particular.
Okay, but I showing you like the existing step, because the problem, if I go back like the and make the platform 3 feet, a couple inch, is going to be just to save like just a feet and a half.
Well, yeah, it's going to be to save, to be honest with you, it's going to be closer to 2 feet, because you're almost 2 feet now. So
it's not going to be 18 feet like he's saying in the first one.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I mean, it's sort of a self-created hardship. The previous approval, I'll let Mr. Keneally talk to that fact. You can't represent something to the board, get an approval, and then come back to this board and say, I made a mistake, but you built it already. I don't know what to tell you. It's really up to the board. I'll leave it in the board's hand. And maybe some legal advice for Mr. Keneally. Bottom line is, you're saying the steps could be rebuilt. You're saying that it's only 2 feet, but it's 2 feet, and the board needs to determine, how they feel about, the previous approval being A, and then that approval being disregarded.
That's why I keep the existing one. I just put it like a new stone in the top, and that's all.
But the board at the previous hearing approved your application based on what you represented to them, or what you told them that you were going to do. So, Sean, it's really... It's up to the board how they feel about it. The steps, there's no doubt about it. The steps were in that location previously for the old house, correct?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
The steps, the way they are now.
Yeah.
Are they in the same exact location as they were for the previous home?
Yeah, the existing one, yes.
So, again, he represented he was going to improve it because he was building a large addition. But that turned out to not be the case here. He left them where they were. It's really in the board's, maybe the board wants to chime in on that. Again, I don't have a huge issue with it staying. It's more a procedural thing. And I think it's not, we heard a little bit about what self-created hardships are. And again, in this particular case, the steps were there during the when the previous home was there. But it also a two-story home now versus a one-story home. Regardless of what happens, my recommendation would be is that the steps and stairs never get covered or enclosed as any kind of condition, regardless if they're rebuilt or remain as is.
Is that okay, Mr. Lashry?
I'm sorry, the
steps would never be enclosed or capped in.
No, the step is like exactly the size for the existing one. I never, when I buy the house, is the same size exactly. I don't do it. I just rebuilt the step.
Yeah, if the board votes in favor of this, would you agree to never enclose or cover the steps?
Yes.
Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Let me see if there's anybody in the public that might have any questions. Open the public portion. Anyone have any questions in the public or comments about this application?
Chairman, there's a Donna that would like to speak.
Sure.
Yep. My name is Donna Kazip. I live next door, immediately next door.
Thank you. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Certainly.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And you gave us your name. Give us your address, please.
409 Lodge Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Please proceed, ma'am.
Thank you. I really don't understand all the technicalities that you're discussing. However, I'm here to support Mr. Lostry. I live next door, and I don't have any problem at all. It's certainly a great improvement on how the previous house looked. And of course, I can only speak for myself, but in general, conversations with the neighbors, everybody else is sort of in agreement. Nobody has any problem with the change in the setback. So
that's thank all you, ma'am.
You're
welcome. Appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Any other members out there? Laura?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, we're going to close the public portion. Any other members of the board have any comments before I give my own? Okay. I think Ms. Kozov actually said it pretty well. Procedurally, this was not handled correctly. I don't think that there was any ill intent by Muhammad. I think it just worked out the way it worked out. And again, the steps are where they were, but pre-existing. Procedurally, we granted you we approved your application last time based on the information that you provided to us. Part of that is not coming to fruition. Do we hold your feet to the fire? I don't think so. I think in this case, we can accept and approve this application based on a minor hardship, even if the applicant created it himself. So I would vote to approve the application. Can I get a possible second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Captain. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Alashri, your application has been approved. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Have a good day.
We're going to move on to item number 12, 22-ZB-69V, Derek Bradshaw and Ida Gonzalez.
They are represented by counsel. Is Erica Edwards present? Do we see any of the applicants or the attorney?
No, we do not.
You want to do the was it discussion?
Yeah,
their counsel, Chairman, their counsel had emailed me. She was under the impression, because they have a violation, the judge gave them to December for the meeting, but they have to be done by December. I emailed her back, but she still didn't come on the meeting, so I believe we should just put them on for the November meeting.
Fair enough.
Anybody here on what's the date of the November meeting, Laura?
November 9th.
Anybody here in the application of Derek Bradshaw and Ada Gonzalez, 1500 Quincy Street, that's going to be carried to November 9th with no further notice by the applicant.
Okay, let's move on to item number 13. That's a discussion. Mr. Keneally?
I believe Mr. Arch is present on that matter.
I am. Thank you, esteemed members of the board and board professionals. My name is Tim Arch. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here representing Vijay Singh Hall. This is a discussion item concerning 446 Second Street. You may remember, Mr. Singh Hall, we were here, I believe it was last year, asking for an approval for a single family home. You may recall Mr. Singh Hall has a handicapped daughter who is wheelchair bound, has a very serious condition. And this home was designed to accommodate her needs in mind. And you were gracious enough to grant the required variances to construct the home. While doing some tests at the property, Mr. Singh Hall actually found that the water table was slightly higher than what was anticipated. And instead of just building the house and coming back and asking for permission later, we did, I think, what is the correct procedure, which is we've requested to come back before your board to ask if we can, if you would allow a permissible field change as opposed to having to go through an entire amended application. The proposed change would be the property does not, or the, sorry, the design of the house does not change at all. Everything just gets raised 5 feet. There was no height variance required for this, if you recall. And actually, even with that 5 foot height increase, we're still below the 35 foot maximum height in the area. So this does not trigger any new variances, does not exacerbate any existing variances or anything that was previously granted. So under the MLUO, you are permitted to do what are called some field changes as long as they are not significant enough to warrant an amended application. And so we're here tonight to ask if the board would agree to allow the zoning professionals to consider this as a not significant field change such that we wouldn't have to file a whole new amended application and come back before the board. Again, no new variances are being triggered. And this was something that was discovered before construction. I do have Mr. Vijay Singh Hall here. I also have Mr. Mark Marcille, who's the architect, in case there's any questions that you have of them. I think that pretty much sums up what the request was in the letter. And I would just ask for the board's opinions.
Mr. Cahill, since there is no variance created by this change, I agree with Mr. Arch that it does not constitute a significant change. And I believe the board would be on firm legal ground if they authorized a field change as opposed to an amended application.
I agree. And unlike previous applicants or a lot of other residents, I like the fact that they did not build and then come back later and say, oh, you know, this was a mistake, or they're doing it the right way by coming before construction starts, telling them that they is a glitch in the system. And I honestly believe the same thing, that we could grant this field change. Does any other members of the board have any questions or comments?
Well, I just have a couple. Mr. Okay. Keneally, I don't know if anything has changed. This was an undersized lot. And so when it's an undersized lot and you're over on coverage and the height offered, I think goes to the fact that it's an undersized lot. I think everything sort of is in play. And, you know, when you have two modest homes on each side, a ranch on each side of this home, I think the height, even though it's not a variance, was offered sort of in conjunction with the undersized nature of the lot. Again, whether that's significant or not, I think that's up for debate. I think, again, due to the fact that this was an undersized lot, that they're over on coverage, I feel that the height, although not creating a new variance, is important and may have an impact on the neighboring property. So I sort of differ in that opinion. I'll leave that to you to determine. The other thing was, is we were given a letter and a floor plan. The floor plan has no basement floor elevation. It has no no site plan to go along with this. It just says we're raising it 5 feet. Okay. I don't even know what the height of the basement is. Maybe there's a 10-foot ceiling in that basement that's not needed. So, you know, I understand, you know, you categorize this as a walkout basement, but the plans don't show any access to the basement from the exterior of this house. So it's not a walkout basement, and it's not, there's a lift in the back of the house. So whether or not there's a basement or no basement has nothing to do with access to this house, because the access is on the first floor. Again, the plan showed previously 4,000 square feet, the home. Now it's showing 6,200 square feet. Previously, the volume went was 62,000 cubic feet. Now the volume is 51,000 cubic feet. So I don't know how the square footage went up to 6,222. Maybe they'd include the basement previously. And now the volume is, it looks like the, I believe it's the volume, right? Volume of the new structure went down 11,000 feet. So I, again, if you feel like this is a technical change, that's fine. I just don't feel like we have enough information to determine what that height should be. So to just blanketly say it should, you know, we're going to prove it at 32 feet. I just don't think we have enough information to make that determination. Because to be honest with you, if you have this as a 9-foot ceiling in the basement, I wholeheartedly disagree with the fact that a 9-foot basement ceiling height is needed. You know, definitely a smaller basement height then would be, I think, appropriate here when you're talking about, you know, trying to accommodate this home, which is, again, oversized for the undersized lot.
Based upon Mr. Hinterstein's information, I would change my opinion and agree with him that we maybe need more information.
I would just add that I know Mr. Hinterstein indicated that there's no new site plan. The site plan is the same as what was previously provided. Again, the envelope of the house is not changing at all. My understanding is that the floor plan of the house is not changing at all, that literally it is just a raising of what was approved by 5 feet to accommodate the water table. Again, the question I think before the board is whether or not they consider that that is significant enough to warrant an amended application, to go through an entire amended application approval process with new fees, new submissions, and quite frankly, to put this into what I would imagine would be the next year and delay construction of this. What is essentially all approved as a with the exception of a 5-foot difference. And I understand, and I know, yeah. Mr. Christine had his concerns about the size of the house and the coverage at the time of the original application and voiced those concerns at that time. And I imagine that his concerns are still the same as those original concerns that he voiced. Again, I would just ask that it's a 5-foot difference. We're coming back before you. It's due to the high water table. It's not a design change that occurs on the whim that the applicant decided he wants to make the house 5 foot taller. If he could physically do what was originally approved, he would do that. But I would say that the MLUL is pretty clear as to what is a significant change that warrants an amended application. And the fact that this has no variance that is being created by this change, that is still underneath the permissible height in that zone, and that there, and that it does not exacerbate any other variances, is a fact that it can be treated as a field change. But I will ultimately leave it to the determination of the board, because you are the board.
Henry, you got cut off there for a second. I think you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say, I mean, again, there's no basement floor elevation, and there's no information on the basement structure, the heights, ceiling heights in the basement. So again, I understand they ran into a water issue, which something that probably should have been looked at previously when you come in for, you know, a home. But that being said, again, there's no reason for a 9. I don't know what. I don't have enough information to say, yeah, 32, 5 foot. Again, if you're coming in here asking for a 9-foot basement height ceiling, again, on, and I
but sorry to cut you off, Mr. Hinterstein, if I can, Mr. Marseille.
Mr. Arch, there's no new variance to create it, but you have an undersized lot. So then everything goes into play when it's an undersized lot. And I'm sure the MLUL states that you can decide what's an appropriate size home for an undersized lot. And the height and all the other setback requirements and coverage and all that goes into play when you're talking about an undersized lot. So
Can I ask two things? Number one, we do have Mr. Marcille here. He is the architect. So if you have any questions, if you need any more information, we can certainly provide that. But Mr. Hinterstein, the setback that was granted, is that changing at all from this change? No. The setback variance is the same. Therefore, it does not exacerbate that variance. But again, we can have a difference of opinion on that. Mr. Marcille is here, and he turned his camera on. I'm assuming that he can answer any of the additional information that you need. But again, the ultimate decision is to the board as to whether or not they believe that this is significant enough to warrant a whole new amended application or whether this is a permissible field change. But I'll certainly leave it to Mr. Marcille if he wants to add anything.
Yeah, I'd be happy to get sworn in and answer some of the questions, sure.
Yeah, this is just a discussion matter, so we don't need to swear you in.
Okay, cool. So because we found the water table was too high, we essentially just took the whole structure and slid it up 5 feet, as was indicated. The reason that the square footage increased is because when a first floor is more than, it's really just a semantics kind of a code issue. When a first floor is more than 6 feet above grade for more than 50% of the perimeter, the floor below it becomes a story. So from a code perspective, the basement becomes a story as defined by the building code. It's not a township code issue. It's a building code issue. So to be technically accurate, I had to add the basement square footage to the square footage of the house for that reason, where if the house were still sunken in the ground, the basement wouldn't count as heated floor area from a building code perspective, which is why the square footage increased. The square footage of the house with the basement in the previous application was exactly the same. Again, the basement just didn't count because it was below grade.
Mr. Marcel,
the proposed slab is 1'6" below grade, where previously it was, I think, 6 foot or 7 feet below grade.
What's the grade currently?
The proposed basement slab is now roughly 1.5 feet below grade.
1.5 feet below grade.
And that's because that's as low as we can go in order to stay above the mean high water table. We're not allowed to go lower.
What's the height of the basement?
9 feet. It's no longer a basement. It's actually the first floor.
Okay. So this is a 3.5-story house now, correct?
It's a 3-story house.
It's a 3-story house. Our ordinance only allows for 2.5 stories and 35 feet. So if you're over 2.5 stories, that would be a new variance.
We are over 2.5 stories. This is now technically a 3-story house.
So, Mr. Keneally,
A variance is necessary.
And again, a 9-foot ceiling, I don't think is required in a basement. I think an 8-foot ceiling would suffice.
No longer a basement, it's a first floor.
Okay, all right. That question is answered. I think a new variance is being created.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if a new variance is being created, I don't think there's any alternative to making them file for an amended application.
Yeah. I agree. Let's put it to the anyone on the board have any questions or comments? None. I agree. I think we're going to have to amend it.
Understood. Thank you so much for your time.
Let's move on to item number 14. Still Mr. Arch?
Yes. Still Mr. Arch, still attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here tonight. This is on 15 Stelton, and I always mispronounce this. I think it's Tuceri Court. This was an application that was done back in, I believe it was 2018, under LaPorta Builders it was an approved project that was had two components. There was a residential components, which was the court area with I believe it was 9 single family homes, and then there was also a 15 unit apartment portion of that as well. After that approval was granted, The single family home portion of that was sold to my client. And Mr. Emmett, I believe, is here if you have any questions for him. Because everything was approved holistically under one application, there are certain bonding requirements that were tied to the entire project as a whole, even though now it has two separate ownership and really on two separate tracks for full completion. Some of the single family residential homes are completed and actually are occupied under temporary or under TCOs. And so what we'd like to ask the board is to give the zoning department the ability to use their discretion to decouple the single family home portions on the court section from the 15 unit apartment section. They're on two completely different lots, and only for the purposes of bonding and certificates of occupancy, just so that the zoning professional can use their discretion to say that because for example, a public improvement that only affects the apartment lot isn't completed, that should hold up a CO being granted for the single family portion of it. Also, because both are under separate ownership now, it makes sense for them not to be, quite frankly, tied to one another, just because they all came in one packaged application in front of the board. So again, Mr. Emmett is here in case there's any questions from the board, but it's essentially just asking to empower the staff to use their discretion when it comes to imposing and releasing bonds and when it's time to issue final certificates of occupancy.
Got it. No problem. Henry, are you on board with this? You're muted.
Yes, I have no issues with this discussion item. I'm in total agreement. The way this was handled, there was, you know, sort of like two projects in one and them sort of being separated out. And I really don't have any issue with this.
Okay, thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this discussion? Hearing none, I say we make a motion to approve.
I make a motion. Second.
Mr. Weissman, we need a vote.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Weissman.
Yay or nay, that's all.
Yes, again.
Mr. Tillery.
Yes.
Mr. Patel.
Yes.
Mr. Reggio. There's Roy. Mr. Blount.
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando.
Yes.
Mr. Ali.
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes. You're welcome. Good night. Let's move on to item number 15, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of October 12th, 2023.
First resolution is Hack and Lim, which you voted to approve. Tillery.
Yes.
Mr. Patel.
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio.
Yes.
Mr. Blount.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando.
Yes.
Mr. Ali.
Yes.
Yes.
John Jaramillo, which you voted to approve.
Yes.
Mr. Patel.
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio.
Yes.
Mr. Blount.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando.
Yes.
Mr. Ali.
Yes.
Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Rafael Santiago, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery.
Yes.
Mr. Patel.
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio.
Yes.
Mr. Blount.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next, with a temporary use permit for guest room events at Expo Center, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Local Northeast, this is a site plan exemption, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is PWI Chicken Restaurant, New Jersey, which you voted to approve for the Bojangles. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Okay, next we have a resolution of withdrawal for 11th Street Property Partnership. I would need a motion and a second and a roll call vote on that this evening.
Make a motion to withdraw?
I'll second.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
This is T.R. Wenger in 1900 New Brunswick Avenue. This was approved on September 28th. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
For all the resolutions this evening.
Thank you, sir. Item number 16, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of October 12th, 2023. All in favor say aye.
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 Item number 17, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Henry gets combat pay for tonight.
What was that?
I said you get combat pay for tonight. You took it on the chin. Thank you for all your dedication and hard work. I love you guys. You're great. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
See you in November.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Good night,
everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Henry Wars
Happy Halloween.